Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today's podcast is touching on something I've touched on before, but I want to broaden it a little bit. I've spoken before about your circles of influence, the people that are around you, and how we tend to become the average of those people. So, for example, if we hang around people that tend to whinge and moan a lot, tend to work below the line and be victims, we end up getting dragged down to that level. If we are around people that are confident, they're capable, they're encouraging and uplifting, we tend to be that sort of person. So I know I've spoken about this before, about your circles of influence, and that's all of your circles of influence in regard to people, because you've got your influence of your partner, you've got the influence of your family, you've got the influence of your close friends, your acquaintances, your work group, or if you're a young person, your school peer group. You've got influences of church if you go to church. So you've got all these different circles that influence your opinions and your viewpoints and things like that. But the other influences I want to talk to you about today are things that I feel are a lot more insidious. They tend to influence us to a far greater degree than we're aware, and it's almost hard to escape them. It takes real effort, and I know for myself I've had to really work at this over the last number of years. And this is things that are not people but still influence us, and things like the media. And the media is newspapers, magazines, TV shows, the internet. All of these things influence us greatly. And one thing that, as an example, is body image. The amount of young women, and it seems to be increasing and increasing in men as well, is this belief that we have to be super thin and fit and toned and buff and just looking fantastic. And the pressure, even though it may not be real, it's an implied pressure. And we can magnify that ourselves in our head, especially if we've got a self-esteem that's a little bit down. We feel that's a way that we'll be accepted, so we start putting more and more emphasis on that. And because of this, these influences from the media and magazines and things like that, it warps us and moves us in directions that we shouldn't really be moving in. And this is actually, the example of body image is a good one. One that I've come across a number of times is every time they do a survey of men and they ask them what their ideal body type is, like they would like their woman to look like, they tend to list women like Monica Bellucci, Marilyn Monroe, Scarlett Johansson, all of these women that have a curvy, feminine figure, which is normally around the size 14. And the ironic thing is, there's women out there that feel they have to be super thin and size, and when I say size 14, that's Australia, UK. I think the US is something like size 10, I think is the equivalent. I'm just guessing there, but something like that. So the women are trying to get down to these ridiculous sizes. So in Australia, they're trying to squeeze into size 6s and 8s, and in America, they're trying to be size 0. And so they're putting all this emphasis into it, but it's not what the majority of men want. Yes, there are men that do want a woman that's super fit and buffed and toned and all of that. Same as women, there's some women that want a bloke that looks like that. But the majority of people like a person that looks normal. You know, we don't have to be super fit and buff. So that's one of the influences that we have is the media. And for me, I feel that's one of the biggest ones. And there's other things as well. But today's podcast, I just want you to think about where your influences are coming from. What shows you're watching on television, what magazines you're reading, what newspaper articles you're reading, what things you're watching on the internet. And all of these things, just drop a tiny seed of influence into your mind. But if you get enough of the seeds and they start growing, that can overtake your mind and have you focusing on the things that aren't working for you. So today's, I suppose, homework is raising your awareness about what you're putting into your head, what your circles of influence are programming you to believe. So there we go. That's today's podcast. Thinking about your circles of influence, not just the people and what they think and say and do, but what you're also entertaining yourself with, your media, what that's putting into your head. When you're driving along and you see signs, you see billboards, you see shop fronts, all of these things, just put tiny little seeds in that all add up to sometimes a very skewed point of view. So start thinking about that and become aware of what's going in your head, because no thought lives in your head rent-free. Once it's in there, it'll either start to grow and take over your brain, or you look at it like a weed and you pull it out and you try to put in something that grows that will make your mind grow into a lovely flourishing thing rather than a pile of weeds. So that's today's podcast, something for you to think about. Anyway, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions signing off. I'll catch you at the next podcast. Look after yourself. And remember, it's your choice, always has been, always will be. See ya.